Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about Tiana Lawrence being here, ladies and gentlemen. Tiana's a new friend. She's a chief marketing officer and co-founder of Factum Inc., which is a blockchain as a service company. She is the author of a book that I have just fallen in love with to the point where I've done something I've never done before. I bought a bunch of them. I've been giving them away. Blockchain for Dummies. And most of us are dummies when it comes to blockchain, so don't take it personally. And she's our new friend, Tiana Lawrence. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tiana, a couple of years ago in my 2016 predictions, I do predictions every year for the last almost 20 years. And by the way, I'm three out of four of my predictions over that period of time. And one of the things that I told people was that almost 2 years ago was start paying attention to blockchain and distributed ledgers. I said, it's a very complicated subject, but it's going to continue to be part of your future. What do you think about that prediction?
That's absolutely true, and it's growing every day, and you're seeing it becoming more and more popular, and more mainstream.
Right. Now let's start out by talking about blockchain in an application that most people are more familiar with. Not as many people know what a blockchain is as know what Bitcoin is, and blockchain was built as a platform for Bitcoin, wasn't it?
Yes.
And remind them what Bitcoin is.
So Bitcoin is a digital, like some people call it, you know, magical internet money. It's a currency of sort that allows people to transfer value between each other, but on the internet and digitally, which didn't really exist before, because with money, if I handed you a dollar, you knew that I couldn't spend that dollar. And what blockchain has allowed us to do is be able to do that digitally, where I could hand you a Bitcoin per se, and you know that I can't spend that. So it solves a double spend problem for internet money.
Well, the interesting thing to me is what I try to point out to people is if I send someone money over PayPal, none of us, and you spend that money on an online purchase. What's the difference why is that not cryptocurrency? The only difference is that the dollars that I sent you is allegedly backed up by the government, whereas Bitcoin is not backed up by any. It's not fiat money at all. But in terms of the physicality, in terms of how it actually exists, it's no different, is it?
Well, yes. So money, as we have known, has always been backed up by a central authority, like a government. They're the ones that back it, that say that it has value.
Unless it was an intrinsic, like gold, if it were
like
real
gold.
Yeah.
Yes. And even then, you know, gold tend to have a person's face put on it.
Right.
And the Romans, for example, I believe they were the ones that invented putting the little edges around the coin,
right,
so you knew that it was intact, and you'd have to weigh it every time you received one. You knew that the value was intact. this is a whole another way of doing it. You have to wrap your brain around this concept where you're not expecting somebody else to back up the value. The value is backed up by math.
Which could create some problems. It could create some hysteria. It could create a bubble. Some people think Bitcoin may be in a bubble right now. It's over $4,000 per Bitcoin. But here's one thing to remember, folks, as we go into this segment, Tiana. All Bitcoin is blockchain, but not all blockchain is Bitcoin. All cryptocurrency is blockchain, but not all blockchain is cryptocurrency. Am I correct?
Yes, that's very much so.
So when we come back after the break, Tiana and I are going to talk about, and we'll have her help us understand some of the other applications. Because, see, folks, I believe that long before you actually get involved with Bitcoin, you will touch a blockchain in some way through your bank or through maybe even the government. This is one of my predictions. And we'll do that after this break. 2012.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.